Hey everybody, this is Jeff Roney, and we're going to be talking about New World Army Episode 4 this time, and giving you a little background and highlight some things that maybe you missed or maybe you did not. So, Episode 4 was another flashback episode, and I wanted to take a detailed look back at the mysterious Valon. We've heard about him a number of times, but we also now learn about his past and a connection to very sad situation. So originally we hear the flashback sound, and then we hear something that we will rarely hear in New World Army. And I pose it to you. Do you remember hearing anything in episode 4 that you'd never heard in a New World Army episode? That'd be a great trivia question. Well, it was actually birds and dogs, because this was Telophia prior to the takeover of the humanoids. And at that point, there was a lot of grass, trees, life. And as you'll find, Telophia was known as the food basket or the bread basket of the galaxy. This is where food was grown. This is the most easiest place to grow food and that kind of a thing. So this is the planet that fed the galaxy. So that's kind of the thought behind this. And as we move forward, we'll see where all that really comes together. So anyway, birds and dogs, and the scene is, and I love the, I got really lucky and I got some really great royalty-free music a long time ago, just kind of preparing for this audio drama. And that little music reminds me of an old Bob Welch song. I think it's called Sentimental Lady or something. But anyway, what I use is royalty-free. So anyway, but it's great little lead-in music. And we hear the birds and the dogs. And then we hear Clarice Valon, Marcus Valon's wife, kind of puttering around. And we hear Marcus call to her from the other side of the house. Now, I mentioned before that New World Army is a very dark piece, and there's really not a lot of comedy. And I wanted Valon to be this kind of tinkering guy who, his thoughts were always a year down the road. He had thoughts that no one really could understand. And so in a way, you could maybe think of him as a genius, because most geniuses, from what I understand, they have ideas that people just think they're either dumb or crazy or whatever. So that's kind of the setup with Marcus Valon. Is we know that he's married to Clarice. And so Clarice is really frustrated with him, because it's this classic marriage where the guy is on the other end of the house. He's in the middle of something. And all of a sudden, he starts calling to his wife. And his wife is doing something. And so we hear more of this internal discussion that Clarice brings out, is that, of course, I'm going to drop everything just to run to see what he's blowing up. I mean, not that I'm here, not that anything I'm doing is important. So that's really the background of this. And it's kind of funny that she's kind of stamping through the house. And she ends up coming to Marcus to see what he's blowing up. And so what we find is he's created this retail point computer that will help you buy goods at a store. And so just a bit of background is, when we hear the information about the Valon personal power, we do hear about this transaction point. And I think at that point, if I remember right, the transaction point was actually a little bit more advanced than this one, because this is obviously the first one that he created. So just keep that in mind. It's all starting to kind of fit together far away. So anyway, so we start to hear this conversation between K4 and Clarice going through this normal purchasing situation. And so originally K4 calls her sir and this kind of a thing. And a lot of this idea of making things better, I think, is really an ode to me. You know, in a way, I am full on, and I put a lot of myself in him. And this does hearken to Terminator in that all they wanted to do was kind of make things easier, and all the things that they accepted into the world actually turned out to be devastating. And so, yes, that is a part of it as well. I always want to do things faster. So if there's a keyboard shortcut or a website or a Firefox add-on that can make me do my job or my fun faster, then I want to do that. I don't want to waste time doing stuff over and over. And so that was really the idea behind K4 and this whole transaction retail point is, you know, it was such a pain. I mean, if you think about it right now today, there's so many credit cards and so many cards that you have to pull out to kind of verify that you're you, especially when you go to a store because there's their little fob and then there's your card. And when you go to the airport, it's not just your ticket. You have to take out your credit or your driver's license and that kind of thing. So, you know, and when you get into a secure building, you have their fob and a little device. Anyway, it's just all these different things. And so I was thinking, you know, that'd be great to have Valon kind of bring it all together. And then we talk about this central money that the account, you can get to it, but it doesn't reside at a bank. It resides kind of connected in the government, in the ether. Your worth is available to you, but you cannot go to a location to get it. It's just there. And that's kind of scary when you start to talk in those type of terms. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of this is really coming from the book of Revelation. And more than likely, there's a lot of people that are listening to this that have no religious affiliation and don't really want that kind of influence. But this is the thing is that was in my mind. And, you know, if you do see that going to that, then it will make sense to you. If you don't, I think it still makes a good story. Okay. So there's this account that's out in the ether that's connected to this brain. But there's still that kind of where Clarice has to approve it by voice, you know, and so the it's kind of like today, you know, when you're called by a telemarketer, they record it so that when you say, yes, I agree to this or whatever, there is still a human intervention. So we have that. And then we find that Valon sees this not only as a robot box brain that's going to help people buy and sell, but he also sees it on the line. He says, we can give this job to checking out the borders. We can give it to security. We can give it to hospitals. We can give it to all these different things. And he's really thinking ahead. And he says, you know, finally, your father is going to be proud of his son-in-law. And then we find that he and Clarice came from Makkar. Now, we don't know much about it. We'll know about it in the next episode, to be sure. But anyway, definitely something bad happened, and they fled to Telophia. So all this stuff, there's a lot of things going on, and that's why Valon is really intent on doing this. And it is kind of sad to realize that sometimes a guy, maybe a woman too, but a guy who has a dream, it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of sweat. And many times a woman just doesn't see it unless it's in fruition. And all this kind of testing, a woman rarely sees that as important because it's not her thing. And nothing bad about that. I just think it's honest. And so you have Valon testing, and it just drives her crazy because she doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. And so, you know, this is an ode to all those guys out there who've created something, and it took time, and it finally did work, you know. And this is the character for you is, you know, the guy that is persistent, has a gift and has this knowledge and knows that he just has to try enough things and it'll get there. this guy's for you. So another interesting thing is Clarice is a socialite, and that's why she talks like, you know, very snooty. That's the way I wrote her. Where Valon is more in touch with, in general, the people on the street walking around, and he's got a sense of what everyday people will need. Where Clarice is more intent on feeding programs that kind of give her status. Now, it's not to say that it's bad, but it is to say that that's how she's getting there. She does have a heart, and she cares about people, but the end result isn't just to feed people. The end result is she knows that the collateral nicety of it is she is getting better standard with the other ladies and, you know, the highfalutin, whatever. So that's something to keep in mind. And we also know that we find that Clarice is feeding, her feeding program is going to Qualon Mar, which we also know that that was one of the planets that was hit in one of the humanoid strikes. And again, we don't know much about that. But anyway, we know that their water was poisoned. We know that something bad happened there. There's a lot of people that died. Some did not. And then that also in the past, Clarice did put together feeding programs for them. Now, I said all that to say this. This is probably going to be one of the longest commentaries that I've done, is Makkar and the situation that occurred there was very much like Katrina. Now, I'm going to mention this briefly. I'm going to talk a lot about this in the next commentary. But what happened was, is they came to Telophia seeking help, and they were accepted for a while, and then things turned. Okay. So, but that was really the background of Valon. He was pushed to create this not only for the people or for himself or for his father's blessing, her father-in-law's blessing, but also to finally give Makkarians a voice and give them a thing that people would look and say, oh, you were part of that retail transaction point robot brain. Ah, okay. Well, that's cool then. Then you can stay. And then you're important to us. So there's a lot of things going on, okay? So then we find, as this episode moves on, is that the computer brain compiles information from, let's say, the internet, okay, the different blogs and diaries and online and electronic correspondence, email, and also overheard conversations. So I've never been in the line to go to Tijuana, but I've heard a story, and sometimes stories are dumb to go on. But I remember somebody was trying to smuggle, I think it was fireworks, and they were talking about it in line. And when they got to the border, they were apprehended because they heard the conversation. And so, again, it's kind of this whole, you know, whether you're a fan or not of the Patriot Act, I mean, people spying, people listening, everyone has a camera these days. There's cameras everywhere. There's people, you know, with digital recordings. And it's very, you know, I've said this before, and it's kind of a silly thing, but it's like, this is the world that Richard Nixon would not want to live in. There's so much digital everywhere. But so this K4 brain compiles information from the internet, let's say, whatever it would be called in the future, plus overheard conversations, and then begins to compile how to speak to people based on their voice, based on their information, okay, the proving that they are who they are. And that's frightening, but I don't think that's too far from the truth, and I think that's coming. I mean, if you really start to look at the internet and how things are all starting to mash up, come together, is that's not too far. I mean, it's interesting where now you can sign up for a, you know, thing like a friend feed or whatever it's going to be called, and it will pull in information from all the other social networking sites into one. You didn't have to do that, but it read your probably email address, your name, and it just, it found you, and it brought in that information. So that's really what I was going for. And also, we mentioned the holocall, which, you know, I was trying to kind of go with the whole you know, holographic phone call, that kind of a thing. And I know, you know, thinking about it now, it probably goes against the GovLink thing, but I think there should still be this kind of maybe old fashioned, this hologram where you kind of click on it and then you see the person. I don't know, perhaps the GovLink does not match with that, because perhaps the HoloCall was a separate entity into itself, and maybe it's old school and maybe it's still around or whatever. Anyway, that. So we've talked about the father-in-law, and then another thing that I wanted to bring out was in the end of the conversation about the purchasing is Volan says, well, maybe he can, that maybe the brain can read the sense to intent to purchase something. And, you know, that's another interesting thing, is how would they read that? Would they read that by body temperature, by body movement? How would they read that? Perhaps a psychologist or sociologist or whatever can feed in that information. When someone does this, it means this. When someone does that, it means that. And is that true? I mean, you know, can that be viable? Can that be counted on? So that's another interesting thing. Also, you know, Volan's, you know, little precursor speech to K4 is, you will change the planet. And that's true. And then, you know, the whole interplay between Master. I mean, obviously it was kind of a borrow from the Star Wars films, Master, but also who is in charge of who? Who is the master of who? And at the beginning, obviously Volan is the creator of, you know, this robot. But in the end, we hear that kind of, you know, humph, you know, you're not the master of me. So a lot of really interesting things here. And as we move forward and I start to get really deeper into this whole, I guess J.J. Abrams would call it the mythology and inner workings of the story. I really is kind of hitting the ground running here. And one more little quick thing is the door was a, I have a sliding, a drawer desk, and that's what I use for the door. So anyway, a little Foley fun at the end there. So this has been Jeff Roney discussing New World Army Episode 4. Please tell your friends, neighbors, dogs that have iPods that I really would like more people listening and subscribing. It'd be great. So thanks so much for listening, taking your time, and we'll be back next time with another commentary. Jeff from RoneyZone.com saying, see you later. Bye.